The Light of Truth, Elder Levi Edgar Young, Levi Edgar Young, Conference Report, pages 28-29, a noted American historian has recently written, "I wish that people, particularly the American people, would have more respect for ancient truths, the lessons of history, and the Word of God. What America needs besides 50,000 planes is a spiritual awakening, and one deep enough to remove the notion from society that a man is doing well spiritually when he manages to listen to a sermon once a month over the radio. We need a return to the old-time standards of character that make it easy for a man to become indignant over corruption, come to a boil over injustice, and get fighting mad over a wrong. We need a reconstruction of moral fiber and a greater faith in the purposes of the Almighty. We are living in a troubled and anxious world. And no time in all history have men watched more anxiously over their liberties than they are doing today. Days are dark for millions of the inhabitants of the earth. They will be darker still, but we have the will of the Lord, and consoling are the words we find in the Gospel of St. John. Then said Jesus, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Having been absent for many months in the New England mission, I feel happy in renewing my work with the First Council of the 70. As I have come in contact with many of you stake presidents during the past few days, I feel that we are going to establish a stronger unity between you and the quorums of 70 throughout the church. We are grateful to you stake presidents for your cooperation in the past, and for the renewed hope and faith that the gospel will be preached to all the people of the earth. Amid the sorrows of this war-torn world, it must be remembered that there are men walking the earth beckoning us on, not abreast of us, but ahead of us. Religion explains them as men blessed of heaven, men spiritually endowed who are able to respond to the inspiration of the infinite power of God. They are good men, and wonderful is the vitality of goodness. They know that God has not separated himself from the world, nor does he lightly regard anyone's need. There is a true light which lighteth everyone who comes into the world, a saying rich in promise. God has again spoken from heaven, and the priesthood of God has again been restored to the earth. Prophets, seers, and revelators walk the earth. It is our firm conviction that the work of the Lord will grow in the hearts of men. We have faith in people, faith in the coming of God's kingdom upon the earth. Right does make might, and right will prevail someday in all the world. I want to call your attention to what Thomas Masaryk once wrote while he was teaching. You recall that Dr. Masaryk was the president of Czechoslovakia. He taught that a good leader does not need to be master, but a good leader is one who knows how to serve and feels he himself is guided and needs to be guided. He believed in living a clean, good life, and he was tolerant, and believed that all religions should work together to make a friendly world. These are some of the things he taught. Search for truth. Nothing is great if it is not true. Everything in a democracy depends upon the people. They must think and work together. We need people united by an ideal. It is humanity that is important. I know that you presidents of the stakes of Zion and we 70s with you are united by a great ideal. With that ideal, we will work with larger purpose for the cause of God. May God bless us all from day to day. May we have the light of his kingdom upon the earth. This we ask in his name. Amen.